An Indian institution turns 90 at the end of this week. It's not a brick and mortar institution. It's one of India's most prolific writers, Ruskin Bond. There are other more celebrated writers in India's cultural history, Nobel winners, Booker winners, but few are as beloved as Ruskin Bond. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Malavika Banerjee is the director of the Kolkata Literary Meet, which has hosted Ruskin Bond many times. She's also a director of Gameplan, a sports management company.
And we are used to a lot of adulation and crazy fans around cricketers and celebrities associated with sport. But Mr. Bond elicits the same response from readers of all age groups. It's a challenge sometimes to manage the crowds.
I read Ruskin Bond's ghost stories as a boy growing up in Kolkata. My nephew and niece read them in turn decades later. Now a new generation of kids are reading him. Mayura Misra is a bookseller in Kolkata. She remembers the first time she met him.
When he got to know that I sold children's books, he also asked me whether I made a living selling children's books. To that I answered, if you can make a living writing children's books, then I can also make a living selling them.
That is the amazing thing about Ruskin Bond. He has been a full-time writer all his life, writing in English, something very few of his peers managed to do. Bond is actually of English origin. He was the son of an English army officer born in pre-independence India. His parents separated when he was very young.
And I think that solitary childhood would probably have done a lot to make me a writer, as it has done for many writers.
He grew up more with house help than family.
I grew up sometimes more with the domestic servants than with parents. At a very young age, and they would tell fairy stories sometimes, or stories of events in their villages. And their villages had ghosts too.
When independence came to India in 1947, many of the English left. He too left India to go to school in England. But no sooner had he gotten there than he realized he missed India.
The place I'd grown up in, the atmosphere, the hills, the fields, the mango trees, the mangoes, the tenor of life. In England, it was so formal and in a way difficult.
But he didn't have the money to come back.
When I had my book accepted, in those days, £50 was the advance, I came back.
His first novel, a semi-autobiographical coming-of-age story, The Room on the Roof, was published in 1956.
I thought the only best way I could make a living was to write. And we didn't have many book publishers then, but there were certainly a lot of newspapers and magazines around.
He lived in Dehradun, up in the mountains, and many of his stories are set there. And he's been a writer for almost 70 years now. He's written more than 500 short stories, over 70 books for children, some of which have been made into films. He did briefly toy with the idea of writing for adults as well, till a story published in the 70s got him into trouble.
I was accused of obscenity, writing an obscene story. And the publishers and editor and I were all hauled into court. And this case dragged on for 2 years until the judge said he'd enjoyed the story and gave us an honorable acquittal. But after that, I thought I'd stick to children's stories.
About ghosts, trees, little kids, and oddball ants. And he doesn't find it surprising that even now, Indian children love reading him.
It's the story itself is important. It doesn't matter how old the people are. But if they're interesting, and young people like reading about eccentric adults.
As young Rishi Ganguly Bishash, waiting to get his book signed by Ruskin Bond, testifies to me.
Because it is just this simple language he's using, but the books are so good. Just this kind of simple language, how does he do it? I'm wondering.
Even Ruskin Bond doesn't know the answer. But all he knows is he still has stories to tell.
Writers don't retire, or shouldn't, as long as their minds are functioning. So yeah, I'll be writing.
Ruskin Bond is celebrating his 90th with a new book. It's called How to Be Happy. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.